Well, there were many events that happened in the late 20th century that had to do with things here in Georgia. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, was from Atlanta. He was assassinated on April 4th, 1968 in Memphis, but of course his funeral was here in Atlanta. It was broadcast on television. It was one of those searing moments just 2 months before Robert Kennedy was assassinated and just a few years after JFK. And so there's enormous sense, again, of people coming together to experience an event that really before television they would not have been able to experience. In 1996, the world's focus was on Atlanta in the summer of 96 when the Olympics came here for the Centennial Games. And the whole world witnessed the opening ceremonies on a Friday night. And the very next day, there was a bomb that blew up in Atlanta. And so, again, the world's attention was focused on Atlanta. By then, as I mentioned, there were more than one 24-hour news cable network. And so they covered the event around the clock. And in fact, the advent of 24/7 news channels changed the way people thought about news, in part because those news channels had to fill up every minute of every day in a way that, let's say, CBS didn't have to do with their 15 and then 30 minute broadcast in the evening. They couldn't begin to cover all of the events. In fact, what they chose to cover shaped the way people thought about news. So these are some of the events that happened in Atlanta. There were, of course, many others like that. Hank Aaron hitting his historic home run in 1974 when he passed Babe Ruth was a national story, and it happened right here in Atlanta. I was a fourth grader at W.C. Britt Elementary School, and I watched it on television like all the rest of us did. And so moments like that bring us together, and television does it and did it like nothing else did.